Okay, Carl, what is it? You want to explain this?
It's the bit when I'm in a film and sort of edit me into it so I'm like an actor in a major film.
Yeah.
We've done Kez, we've done One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Shining, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This week, it's A Few Good Men.
Brilliant film.
With Jack Nicholson and that.
Yeah.
So you listen to this and we'll give the question later on. Probably.
Let's give it after this.
All right.
Yeah, we'll give it after the we've heard
right.
clip.
I haven't really got one sorted, but I'll think of one whilst it's on. So, have a listen to this, take everything in, and then question at the end. So it's a scene where it's a court case.
Yeah.
All right? All right.
All rise!
Call your witness.
Yeah, he's just coming now. All right, Jack.
Colonel.
What?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
All right, Colonel. Bit smart today with all the army stuff on.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Nah. Brother did. He was in the army. Got kicked out, though, because he went for a packet of fags in a tank. Weird that, innit?
No, it's not. It's tragic.
I wouldn't say it's tragic. I'll show you something tragic. I always carry this book around with me. I always show it to people. It's got, like, the top 50 weird people in the world in it, right? It's all sorts of weird stuff in it. Look at this one here. It's a fella, right? He's got two heads. And the weird thing is, right, is the top 50 weird people in the world. He's at number 50, he's got two heads. Right? Makes you wonder what's going to be at number one, doesn't it?
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
No, but look at it. Imagine if you were his mate. You wouldn't get a word in edgeways, would you?
Maybe he didn't have any friends.
Probably right. They say, don't they? They say, two's company, three's a crowd, so...
Please tell me that you have something more, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I got loads more. This fella at number 36, look at him. Three legs. Little fella with three legs, right? Guess what his job is?
My answer is I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, I'll tell you. He's a juggler.
I beg your pardon?
He's a juggler.
This is ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. You're probably thinking what I'm thinking. Why wasn't he a footballer? He'd be great at keeping up, isn't that?
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
Yeah, it's just that I'd like to know the truth. Here.
You can't handle the truth!
Gentlemen!
Well, I've paid for the book, so I think I'm entitled to know why.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
You better get somewhere fast with this, Lieutenant.
What about this one, then? This lad here. He's 12 years old. He looks 48. What do you think?
No.
Why not, though? You said you didn't want to know any more about the juggler. You didn't say you didn't
want to
know
anything
more about
it. I know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like
I'm... Right.
Lieutenant, do you have anything further for this witness?
Well, I just wanted to know if you thought Mr. Webfoot at number 42 should have took up swimming, but...
Absolutely.
And you'd say that now, wouldn't you? Forget it.
Well, I don't know what to say, really. That's Carl Pilkington in the film A Few Good Men.